At the foot of a silent mountain and beside a crystal-clear spring in Kermanshah, where stone and history have conversed for over 1,000 years, stands a masterpiece of art and power, the Great Arch of Takebostan. This magnificent arch was carved into the mountain during the reign of Khosrow II, the Sasanian king, between 590 and 628 CE. It serves as a monument to royal grandeur and the spiritual beliefs of the Sasanian era. At the heart of the arch is a symbolic depiction of the sanctity of kingship. Khosrow Parviz stands at the center, adorned with a majestic crown and a luxurious robe. To his right stands Ahura Mazda, the supreme deity of Zoroastrianism, handing him the Farah Izadi, a symbol of divine legitimacy. To his left is Anahita, the goddess of water and fertility, holding a vessel, symbolizing blessings, continuity, and birth. Below, a grand figure of an armored horseman appears. Some believe it represents Khosrow Parviz, while others see it as Bahram, the god of war. On both interior sides of the arch are intricately carved royal hunting scenes. On the left, we see the boar hunt, the king atop an elephant, spear in hand, amidst the excitement of hunters and musicians. On the right is the deer hunt, the king riding swiftly on horseback, chasing a herd of deer in a more ceremonial and serene atmosphere. It is thought that the boar hunt symbolizes the king's power and bravery, while the deer hunt represents the ritual and grandeur of royalty. On the outer surface of the arch, two angelic figures are depicted standing above the frame, like guardians of divine glory. With open wings and glowing halos, they reflect the influence of Sasanian angelic motifs. Beside all of this, a Persian inscription in Nastaliq script from the Qajar era is seen on the left side of the arch, belonging to Nasr al-Din Shah. This inscription commands the restoration of Takebostan and mentions the then governor of Kermanshah. The Great Arch of Takebostan is not just a monument carved in stone, it is a living tableau of Iranian history, where art, authority, and belief have been eternally etched into the heart of the mountain.